Farm Network.
It is decision time for any of those acres still left to be planted. Red River Farm Network farm broadcaster Tyler Donaldson has more.
Wet fields and standing water from all the rain this spring has some farmers scrambling to figure out acreage and maturity adjustments, while others are trying to get first sprays on emerging crops. That's according to Peterson Farms seed lead agronomist Rick Swenson.
Been a struggle with the rain right now to get across the field and get stuff sprayed, so I think today is kind of the first real day anybody's been able to get back out. And so would have liked to have maybe seen some of this stuff sprayed, you know, a week ago, but it's kind of the way the season has been for us.
Some replanting has been needed in areas with a lot of moisture.
I've had a handful of replants. Actually, surprisingly, not as many as I, you know, kind of maybe expected with as wet as it's been. But definitely some of that stuff where it maybe sat saturated for 30 days. Did have a little bit of reduced stand on the corn and then just some drown out spots. But some of those, as wet as it's been, it might be, you know, 10 days, 2 weeks before we can get back into that. So as a whole, it hasn't been bad, but there has been a few out there.
Finishing up bean planting and watching for weeds are the priorities for many farmers.
Yeah, just getting out and, you know, trying to finish the acres. That's really the biggest thing, is trying to get in that last 20-30% of the beans we've got to go. And trying not to mud them in yet, but I realize that's hard to do, and maybe we haven't turned a wheel in 2 weeks either. So, yeah, and then just keep an eye on the weeds. Definitely some big ragweed out there, and quite a bit of water hemp starting to pop up too.
For the Red River Farm Network, I'm Tyler Donaldson.
With mediation.